You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Strangehaven is a workplace, venue and now books and art store located in the heart of Auckland's alternative cultural hub, Karangahape Road. Its mission is simple: provide a creative space for creative people in New Zealand to share work that would otherwise go under the radar. The space itself is fairly small and somewhat minimalist, with art pieces and merchandise dotted atop Colgate clean walls, flanked by understated tables and benches. But the studio bleeds creativity, with a smattering of eclectic ephemera that captures one's attention within seconds of entering. I spoke to owner Samuel Richard Walsh and co-collaborator Katie Kerr about the space and what they hope to achieve with it. Can you tell me a little bit about Strange Goods and what makes your bookstore special?
I think the thing that makes it special is that we've kind of collected a lot of local art books and poetry books, all from like self-published, like small boutique publishers and galleries around New Zealand. We've also got quite a lot of little artworks from kind of a range of artists from around the country, which is nice as well. Kind of like part of, a lot of it is kind of artists who are quite established, but it's kind of work, they're like little projects that they've done on the side. Yeah. I think it's unique in the fact that we've brought all these books together in one place. As like, you can get them on the internet or little galleries shops, but there's no real centralized platform to kind of have access to all these kind of works. Kind of unique, I guess.
There used to be down in by the art gallery, there was Parsons art bookstore, and Split Fountain, which was on K Road as well. But it's quite hard to, I guess, make these bookstores sustainable.
I think we're lucky in the sense that because we've had this space for about 2 years under Strangehaven, so we've been, it's kind of a project space, and people, artists and residents come here and do work and make projects. So that's kind of made it a bit sustainable for us with the shop, because it means that kind of subsidises our rent. So it kind of affords us to be able to do it. I think otherwise, if we just had the pressure of having to pay full rent on the shop, I don't think we'd be able to do it. So you kind of have to have this nice balance. Yeah, so we're kind of lucky in that sense.
Katie, do you think you could kind of explain the process of getting some of the books and some of the art pieces you get in here?
Well, how the bookstore kind of started was that I actually have a small publishing output called Gloria, and actually in the space, people working out of the space, there are a few publishers. So there's DBED Books and there's Pippi Press here as well. So what we kind of noticed was that we were creating these books, but there was nowhere really to sell them. And so distribution and all that kind of thing is really difficult in independent publishing. So we decided last year to start hosting a series of art book fairs out of the space. And we contacted a whole pile of different publishers from Auckland, and they came and set up their stalls. And I think on the first one that we did, which was the winter art book fair, we had about 600 people say they were coming to the fair. And yeah, and as you can see, it's not a very big space here we have at Strangehaven. So we had a lot of people through the door, and it kind of showed that there was a huge interest in art books. And also a lot of people making art books, and we just kind of wanted to connect those two. So we already had a few contacts through the fairs, so we got in touch with them. And then, yeah, I mean, the art world in New Zealand isn't huge, so.
We've been really lucky because everyone's been so supportive, like, because we're doing most of it's all on consignment, because we don't have enough money to kind of buy books outright. So it's been so nice having all the publishers and the galleries kind of just say, yeah, this is a cool idea. We're so super keen to support it and just kind of just give us their stock. And there's just a nice level of trust there. And I think it was kind of a real confidence booster for us as we're going through the process, because it was quite a long process setting it up, because you're contacting so many different people and sending so many different emails. And to have that kind of encouragement from the different parties that we're working with was really, really cool.
A lot of the big bookstores will only work with one or two distributors, and they bring in everything through them. Whereas something like this, you're kind of working with lots and lots of independent parties, which is really cool, because you get to have a relationship with the artists and the people making the books, and really get to understand what they're trying to achieve as well.
We had our launch a couple of weeks ago, and even every day someone will come in and they'll be like, oh, I've got a book in the shop, oh, and that's my friend's book. Or like, they'll come in and they say, I recognise about five or six of my friends in the shop, and I think that's really cool. It's kind of just a nice, it's a good buzz.
Yeah, and I guess that's part of what we're trying to do here as well with the studio space and the bookshop, is not just create a retail store, but a community for publishing, like a hub for publishing in New Zealand, because it's something that's kind of been lacking here and that both Sam and I have seen overseas and wanted to recreate.
Is there any special reason that you got the space here in K Road?
So 2 years ago, it was me and my sister, we wanted to do a project together and we were thinking about doing a space, just somewhere that we could work from, because we were just going crazy working from home, and then also a space where we could put on events and kind of just do whatever we wanted. And so we did look at about 4 or 5 spaces around Auckland, and this was actually the first space that we looked at, and it kind of felt perfect. And I think just for, like, I don't think the bookshop would work if it was anywhere else, because of just the community around here, and you're kind of in the centre of all these galleries and all these kind of cool community projects, so I think that makes a real big difference. But yeah, it wasn't a conscience, oh, we're only going to do this if it's on K Road, but it just kind of happened organically, and I think we're really lucky that we've managed to kind of find this space and be here for a while now. So we've just renewed our lease for another 2 years. Bit scary, but...
Have there been any kind of difficulties around starting up the shop first off, and then coming a little bit later on, if there were any difficulties maintaining and
yeah, for sure,
keeping the shop going?
I think, so the biggest difficulty was just, I think, time, because like a lot of these projects, you have to work and have other jobs, like paid work. So kind of finding the time and the balance, that's really, really difficult. So you kind of end up working, I think leading up to the opening, I was working like 80 hours a week and every day, just like trying to, you kind of get your mindset into doing the shop, and then you have to kind of pull back because you have to go and then do some paid work. So that's kind of the biggest difficulty. And I think that's probably a big problem for a lot of people who kind of work in this sort of, in a similar kind of vein or area. And the arts. And then I guess, like, money is always a big problem, just like paying our rent and the money that you need to put, like, we've basically built the shop on nothing. But I think you kind of get quite good at making a dollar last as long as possible. So you kind of get good at little tricks and trying to, you know, like, buying, you know, the places to go to get things on the cheap.
You have to be a bit creative as well. Yeah. Like, we decided just to build all the furniture in the shop ourselves. So we just had to learn how to make some shelves and, you know, just figure that out as we went along.
There's something really cool about that, though, because it's like it feels like the process was quite a long process. I think we built the shelves, like the first lot of shelves, like 3 months before we even opened. And we painted all the walls and all that kind of stuff. And it was quite fun, and it makes it feel, you feel a little bit more connected to the space, because you kind of, you can see, if like I can look in the shop and I'm like, oh, that was the day that we did this. Oh, that was that afternoon that Katie took over the drill and wouldn't share it. And just, you know, just fun things like that, and like all the little missions that we went on to kind of gather all the bits and pieces for the shop. So I think, yeah, like in a sense, like it'd be amazing to have heaps of money to be able to open a space like this, but I actually really enjoy building stuff with not much resources. Yeah, because you kind of have to use your imagination a bit.
Katie, how would you describe sort of your average customer or the kind of person that would come into the shop and look around and potentially buy something?
I think it's people who are looking for something a bit more interesting outside of the normal sort of publishing sphere. A lot of the books you see in, you know, Wick Calls or Paper Plus or something have been sort of highly curated for commercial purposes.
So they,
they're made to be sold, really, and they're made for specific markets. I think there's a real need for the independent publishing movement, which isn't just creating books for capitalist purposes, which are creating books because they're beautiful objects and because they feel like they need to get a certain message out into the world. So the people who are coming here are looking specifically for things that are a little bit outside, a little bit fringe. Yeah, and there's quite a range here.
And do you think that that people looking for kind of alternative books or artwork like this, do you think that kind of movement is growing here in New Zealand or in Auckland?
Yeah, absolutely, I think it is. Just the amount of people who showed up to that first event was kind of, that was a bit of a risk for us. We didn't know. Art book fairs are big overseas. There's one in pretty much every country now, and they are big affairs, but we didn't know whether something like that would work here. So we tested it the way that we could, which was by having the event. And the amount of people who showed interest in it and also came along to the night, just really, it was a really a great boost, I think, for not only for us, but also for the publishers to see that they had this huge audience that they could connect to.
Mm.
Oh, no, I think the main thing is it's like we had to start, so we've kind of started quite small and kind of kept it as chill as possible, and it's just we're going to keep building on it and building on it. So it's basically every day new books come in and we come up with new ideas, and we're going to start doing a series of workshops and talks and stuff within the space. Different people come in and curate just the shelves, and I don't know, it's kind of a big experiment for us, and that's really exciting, so we just want to keep kind of just doing what we can and changing it and letting it morph all the time, so it's just not always the same space. We're kind of in the process now of getting in books from overseas, which is super exciting, and I think it'll just make it easier for people, because I think a lot of the time someone came into the shop the other day and was like, oh, can you get this book in, or can you get some of these publishers in, because I buy the book overseas and I buy one book, but then the shipping is about the same price. So it's like if we can kind of bring in kind of bulk loads, and then it's just going to make it more accessible for people. And it's also just another point of difference for us. So yeah, it's going to be an ever-evolving beast.
Yeah, I'm curious, because you've said that there's a lot of bookstores or kind of spaces like this overseas. I'm wondering if you have any sort of plans to collaborate with those bookstores or get a lot more artists and content creators from overseas to come over and maybe share some of their work here.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Sam and I both have trips to Melbourne booked next month. And I'm sure we'll be going to see some of the great bookstores over there. I'd love to be heading to some of the art book fairs, particularly around Asia, to see who we can collaborate with and bring over here and introduce New Zealand to some interesting work as well.
At the risk of treading over territory that we've already gone over, I just want to know kind of what are your plans for the future of the bookshop, and how do you see the space morphing and evolving? I know you said you wanted to morph kind of organically, but what would be kind of your ideal sort of outlook for the future?
I think the dream scenario would be that it's totally self-sustaining, which we're kind of already getting close to, but if we can make a little bit more money so that we can then invest that money into other collaborations that we want to start doing. Like I was saying before, that time that you kind of have to always compromise spending half of it on paid projects and all that sort of stuff to have more time to just spend on the bookshop, because the more time you can spend on things, the cooler they get. And I think just creating more of a community around the space, like we've already got quite a nice community from the Strange Haven stuff that we've been doing, but to kind of keep that going, bring more people in, and just kind of offer an outlet for people to sell things that they care about, that they kind of won't be able to get into other spaces just because people are pretty rigid with their kind of parameters, I guess you'd say.
And I guess we'd also just like to ensure that we're constantly welcoming. Like, we welcome people to do events here. We welcome people to bring in their books and show us their materials, show us what they're making. You know, we certainly don't want to be elitist or, within that space. We want to be somewhere that people feel really comfortable coming to and engaging with what's going on in the community here.
Strange Goods, at a surface level, could be seen as just another quirky little bookstore on Auckland's quirkiest little street. But upon visiting, it is clear that that is not the case. In essence, Strange Haven is a community where creativity can be facilitated, honed, and appreciated. It's obvious that Samuel and Katie wear their hearts on their sleeves, and that passion and dedication makes the future of Strange Haven worth keeping an eye on. I've been Tu Whenua Ngā Taniheta, reporting for 95BFM.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.